Torah, Parshas Yisrei, 134. First column. Okay, we started learning this paragraph. We'll start again. The last thing that the Rebbe is explaining, what is the inyan of Torah? Torah gives the strength for the person to overcome the nefesh habamis and yetzer hara, and therefore allow this revelation of godliness to come into the world. And that's why Torah is called the strength and the weakness of the nefesh habamis. Okay, we'll go through these lines quicker. That's why the Eden are likened to the moon. The moon has nothing of its own. It only gets its serve from the Eretz Shemesh to shine on the earth. Therefore, the moon gets smaller before it gets renewed until it becomes a dot, because that's what it guns, that's what it's when it's makabel more or less from the sun. And then after Mile Alavana, after the moon gets full on the 14th and 15th, the moon starts going smaller again. B'chola, this is where we're up to. Like six lines into the paragraph. Seven. B'chola, dvana ma'ela. So therefore, what's the similarity between the Jews and the Levana, the moon? It says, kachu inyan she Yisrael, just like the moon is bottled to the sun, has nothing of its own. What the sun gives it is what it has. The same thing, the Yidden, bit bottle the earnings of a Sefer Kol Almi. They're completely bottled to Hashem, and is the less than it's the level that there's not, they have nothing of their own. In other words, what is the existence of the Jew, Hashem? Yesh. He's not, you know, he's not in the level of Yesh Mishalem. I am learning, I am loving, I am this. There is no I. There is Deibishter. In other words, just like the moon is only the level of a receiver, and therefore it realizes that its entire existence is dependent on the giver, the sun, the same thing, Yidden are completely bottled to Hashem. They realize their entire existence is nothing, nothing of their own. The existence is only Hashem. The earth ain't a baruch mamash shechem b'teich teirasim avidasim. And that it's Elokus himself, itself, which is revealing itself within the Torah Navedo, the Dvar Halvayezu Halach, and the Dvord of Hashem, which is Halach. Medaber is Befiyam, is what speaks in their mouth, meaning, like he said before, when a person learns, it's Hashem speaking through the person. Zel Bechinu Shemesh, that's the level of Shemesh, of sun. Hashem is the level of the sun that's giving the light. The Levana, the Jew, reveals, receives it. And that's what it has. Like the Pasuk says, like the sun and its protective shield is the level of Havaya and Elokim. Havaya is the sun. Elokim is the ozone layer, let's say. Havaya is called the sun. Therefore, it's not called Teres Elokim. It's called Teres Havaya. Teres Hashem. Mantia Teres Hashem Beficha. So Yudke Vavke, the level of Teda is the level of Hashem, Yudke Vavke. Bezeunyan Teda Vavedu Gmilis Sodim. And therefore you need the three pillars. Teda Aveda, Davening and Gmilis Sodim, the Yeshloshim Davke. Ki Gmilis Sodim is Siddaka. What's Gmilis Sodim? Kindness is Siddaka. Utsdaka, he closes Kola Teda. And there, like Dalt Rebbe says in Tanya from Yerushalmi, that the mitzvah tzedakah is the essence of the whole Torah. Therefore, when it says in Yerushalmi the word mitzvah, it means tzedakah. Why? Because Torah is called b'shem tzedakah. Ubedrat yismaitza tzedakah mamish. The act, literal act of tzedakah. Lahach yisruch shfolim. To make people that are down and out, you know, low, people that feel down or are physically down, you give them life. That's the level of Shemesh. That's the level of sun. Meaning, you're giving to people. You're learning. That's all giving into the world. So therefore, that's the level of Teda. That's the level of Yudke Vavke. Kvashir calls it the Zorcha Lachem, Yirei Shmi. It should shine upon you the fear, the ones that fear Hashem. Shemesh Tzedakah. The son of Tzedakah, meaning the revelation of Tzedakah. Ki Kvashir Tzedakah Lahach Yisroch Shfolim. Just like Tzedakah helps the people that are down. What's the purpose of the sun? The purpose of the sun is to give light to those places that don't. Just like tzedakah is you give money to somebody who doesn't. Sunlight is giving light to the place which is dark. That's the level of hashpa from higher to lower. And how do you get this level of teira? He says that's through the level of bittul. In other words, when a Jew has bittul to Hashem, when they learn teira and do mitzvahs, meaning it's not me, there's no me here. It's Torah being learned, mitzvahs being done. So then you reveal that bittul to Hashem, that causes the revelation of Hashem to come from above. And that's the level of hashpa of teira. And the Yidden are the bittul, the levana, that receives that revelation of Elokus. So that gives the Jew the strength to overcome the Yetzer Hara of Shabbamis. Because now you're not dealing with your own personal powers, you're dealing with Hashem's powers that can definitely overcome it. And he says, Sefer Kolam Nias Hashpahas Erdin Tov Mamash Shedom is Gala Lamata Kamei Lamayla, that it should be revealed down here. So what does the Yid do? Even is Aveda, when he does it properly, there's no me involved. There's only the Eibishter, only Hashem. So then, what he actually does is he causes Elokus to be revealed down here, just as it is up there. Just like Atzilus, Botel Hashem. So therefore, down here, when a person does Torah mitzvahs properly, so then the world down here is the same Botel Hashem as Atzilus is. But
Yaakov Avinu is like the moon, and they say Esav is like the sun, because Yaakov Avinu has complete bottle. And
Esav has like, the Goyim count to the moon, to the sun, and Jews count to the Levana.
But I'm saying, but the reason, I guess, is because one has complete bittul, like the moon, Yaakov, and for Esav, it's the opposite.
That's what we're saying. The Goyim are likened to the sun, there's no bittul in the sun, and the Jews are likened to the moon. And therefore, by the Goyim also, there's no change. It's the same sun every day. It doesn't get bigger or smaller. It's the same sun. By Yidden, there's a constant change because Yidden have bittul.
So there's a relationship because Sanhedrin must set the Rosh Chodesh with the moon.
Everything has to do with that, with the level of the moon, which comes because it's Simsum Arishin, becomes of, you know, all that stuff.
The Jew must do it.
Okay, so now finish up the Maimer. So that's how the Maimer began. So it says at the beginning, the Maimer started on the Pasuk, on the third month, the Eden came to Midbar Sinai, and he starts saying that on this day they came to Midbar Sinai. The Gemara says, which day is it? Rosh Chodesh. Because another Pasuk says, Achedesh Hazeh Lochem. So it says, as the Gemara Rashi brings it down in the Chumash, that Hazeh Hazeh is, teaches us that day was Rosh Chodesh. So the Alter Rebbe asked the beginning, a question at the beginning of the Maimer, why is Rosh Chodesh called Yem Zeh? But Yem Hazeh, Bo refers to Mitzrayim, I mean Rosh Chodesh, why is Rosh Chodesh called Bayem Hazeh? And he went up the whole Inyan of Matan Torah, what Torah accomplished. So now he says, keep it safe. What's the connection between Hazer Rosh Chodesh and the word Zeh? He said, because when the Yidden left Mitzrayim, Yischilu Lisper Sfiras Ha'emer, they started counting, like the Ran says, the Ran at the end of Pesachim brings down from the Medrash Agada, that when the Yidden heard, when they left Mitzrayim, they heard they're going to get the Torah in 50 days, 55 old days. They were so excited, they started counting the days. That's one of the aspects of Sfiras Ha'emer. He says, they started counting Sfiras Ha'emer. Like he says, Shiva Shavuos Tisper Loch. You should count the 7 weeks. Ve'machon Ali is Kabbalah Sater B'Shavuos. Because what is the aspect of the 7 weeks? Each week composed of 7 days, the 49 levels. Each day was another refining of one of the 7 midas, each one composed of 7. I know what is. So what's the inyan of Sfiras Ha'emer? Lias Gili Erinitz of Baruch Hu Lamata Kamei Lamayla. That what is the inyan of Sfiras Ha'emer? And that's why Sfira means counting, but it also means revelation, Sapir. To shine. So Sfiras Ha'emer is the Aveda of the Jew shining in preparation for Matan Torah. But the 7 days of Ha'emer is the Jew doing their Aveda from down here. In other words, I mentioned this last night by the class. There's a Vayikra Meisha, there's a revelation of from above. Because where does the Jew wake up to start doing Aveda from? It has to come from a push from above. So you have Pesach, which is the revelation from above. Then you have the Aveda of the Jew, the 49 days, it's the Rutsa de Lasata, Adam Ki Yakriv. You know, the person become closer to Hashem. And then you have the 50th level, which is a level that a person on their own cannot reach. And after, in other words, there's an initial push, Pesach, Nisan. Then you have the Aveda 49 days of the Oymed Eden, making the Keli for Matan Torah, refining themselves. And then when you have that Aveda, you reach the 50th level that normally Aveda can't reach on its own. Because you can only reach 49 levels. Like Moshe Rabbeinu only reached 49 levels. Right? The 50th he had when he passed away. But the Aveda of the Jew reaches a level above what your name able, and that's what Vayeder Hashem al Har Sinai. That was the Gilui Mumaila that came, but it's not a Gilui based on the work you did. It's a completely different level. 50th level is not the 50th, you know, the day after 49. It's a completely different level. And he says, okay, the Heinul is gives a in a level of Lamer. Remember at the beginning of Maimed, Al Rebbe asked, why did it say Lamer if everybody was there? Kim is called, so he says, Lamer Achem Asheyamar Hu. Then what does Lamer mean? Hashem, when we learn, Hashem speaks. And then we repeat it. So we're repeating what actually what Hashem is saying. So what does it mean that the Aveda of the Lamer, meaning the Eden's Aveda, is to have such bittul to Hashem, they don't do anything of their own. Hashem says, they're repeating it. They're just repeating, Lamer, they're just repeating what Hashem says. Then that's not, there's nothing. In the seventh week became Gimel. In the third day, then it's like, after the third day, it's like you started the week. Then the Yidden were ready at Matan Teda to get that level of Bittul. Which, by the way, that's why when Hashem spoke, the Neshamas popped out of the body. It was not only a hypothetical bittul, it was actual bittul. The Eden popped out of the bodies, and Hashem had to revive them. And then it was Bayem Azeh, but Bayem Azeh Rosh Chodesh is the level of Melech HaLevana, the birth of the moon, when the moon begins shining on its own. So now first you need bittul, then you're able to go, and then you need to reach a higher level. So you need to go into the bittul the second half of the month. Because if you think about it, the moon goes up and down. Yeah? Like, what is the prayer going up and down? Just stay up. I mean, you go up and down, up and down. Why don't you just stay up or down? I mean, like, up and, like the yo-yo. The answer is because the new month is a higher upper than the first month was. So in order to go to a higher level, you have to go down. So in other words, first the moon goes up, reach the highest level. Okay, that's good. But now you need to reach a higher level than that next month. So in order to reach a higher level than that, the moon, you need the Terechali, you have to go down to go up. So then the moon goes down, and then back up. But the second month is a higher level than the first month. And the third month is higher than the second, and so on. Yeah, but at the same time, that even if you blew it the first time, you can do it a second time. But it's still in Torah. There's the first month, second month, third month, fourth month. It's a cumulative. In Torah, Nisan is the first month, and right, the petition is the seventh month. The fact that Iyar is the second month from Nisan, right, the month starts from Nisan, that means it's the, not the. It's, every month should be one, the first month. if it has nothing to do with each other.
Does the sun ever change?
No.
The moon is reflected from the sun.
Yes.
So when the sun doesn't change, the energy of the moon doesn't change.
But the level of bittul changes, so based on the bittul, how much you get. Based on the bit. But then you have to accumulate next month, got to be better than this month. That's why it has to be a chiddush. If you do next month the same as this month, then the second month is not new. So it's not a chiddush. So it's not chadash, chiddush. What?
The sun's position actually changes.
Yeah, but not the sun itself. It's the same sun.
So is the moon.
Yeah, but the moon.
No. We're talking about what we see of the moon. What we see of the sun is the same. Of course the moon is the same size. The moon doesn't change.
The position of the moon, the angle changes.
Yeah, that's why we see bigger and smaller. Okay, but I'm saying the sun itself, as far as we're concerned, doesn't change. We can't see when the sun's higher or lower, by the way. We happen to know scientifically that in the winter it's further, in summer it's colder, whatever it is. Yeah? But the moon, as far as we're concerned, again, it's all in perception. If it's in the five senses. As far as we're concerned, the moon is bigger and lower, and smaller. Torah calls it Milui Halavana, the fullness of the moon. Now, it's not really fullness. The moon doesn't change. But from our perception, the moon changes.
Yes, sir.
Okay, that means from our perception, it's a real change.
Yes.
Okay. The sun doesn't change.
Four chapters.
And therefore, Shana is a repetition.
Thank you.
Okay, let's go. Let's finish this. Okay. V'chein it could be Yemazeh. Stop. Yem ayno er v'gili. Why is Rosh Chodesh called Yemazeh? Because Yem is revelation. Gilui, seeing. V'yikra l'kim l'er Yem ayno shagili v'ahava shebuchin is bitul elav. Yibuch is in the level of bitul. And he says, and this is called Ava Yemazeh. It's Yichudi Lo. And then for Moshe Rabbeinu said Nebuah with the word Zeh. Because it says like this. Yem is Gilui, revelation. And Zeh, pointing, is revelation. It's a revelation in a revelation. Which is the higher level of Yichud. And therefore Moshe Rabbeinu, the higher level of revelation of Elokus. So Moshe Rabbeinu said Nebuah with Zeh. Ubereshchedesh mekabal chesil mechem mekab. Okay. Because the word says in Tanya equals twice the word erd, meaning it's 207 times 2, which is 414. Then bol in Midbar Sinai. Then when the Eden reached the level Bayem Hazeh of the Gilui of Zeh, then they came to Midbar Sinai. Shiyarda Sina Loma Se'elam, that Sinai, the Gemara says one interpretation of Sinai that Hashem hated the Goyim, which is the level of Teshia, of weakening the Goyishkeit, or Midbar, and therefore he said, Be'em is Abo, Midbar Sinai, Midbar, besides meaning desert, also comes the word Dibor, which is speech. In fact, the word Midbar is Midaber and Midbar, it's the same letters. So he said, Be'em Azeh and the Gilui of Zeh, Bo Midbar Sinai, Midbar also Midaber, the level of revelation. Okay, he says lapel, and this is diktok. In mem, mem is the letter at the before, because what's midbar is dibord with a mem. Okay, mem, he says, is the letters of aleph, hey aleph, mem, nun, we don't answer with this, the to minimize the inyan. Don't ask me what it means. This is diktuk. And then they left Refidim. Right? But Yisum Refidim, and they came to Midbar Sinai. What is Refidim, the Gemara says? He says, Rifyun Yadayim, when the Jews were weakened from Torah Mitzvahs. They left Refidim, which he says, because that was Chalisha's Kriyach HaNeshama. Because when Refidim, the Jews started complaining, the Jews started sinning, which means the Neshama was weakened. And then they left Refidim, and they came by Midbar Yem Hazeh, Bo Midbar Sinai, they came to the level of Gilui of Hazeh, and Medaber, Gilui, revelation of speech, in a way that Sinah came down, they came to Midbar Sinai, that hatred was given to the Goy, meaning the power of Goyishkeit was weakened. So they left from a place where the Nefesh HaBamis was strong and the Nefesh HaLikud was weak. And they came to Midbar, and Rosh Chodesh was the beginning of Gilui. Hazeh is Gilui, Rosh Chodesh is Gilui. And they came to that level to receive the Torah, which weakens the power of evil. And then the
What day was it that they received the Torah? What, Shabbos?
Shabbos. The Gemara said, everybody said Torah was given on Shabbos. The only question is, was Shabbos the 6th or the 7th? Was it Rosh Chodesh Monday or Sunday? So Chachamim held that Rosh Chodesh was Monday. So Shabbos was Vav Sivan. And Rabbi Yossi says, no, Shabbos was the 7th of Sivan because Rosh Chodesh was Sunday.
Wow.
Yeah.
How could they receive the Torah on Shabbos?
Why not?
Why could they receive it on Shabbos? Shabbos
Day? Absolute work.
What work?